the biggest hits. Yeah. All day long.
And the biggest guests. You know what it is. Weeknights with Callum Gallagher.
I've got my first guest of the year on tonight. It's Will I Am.
Yeah.
Will I Am. How are we doing, my man?
I'm chilling.
Good to see you back on our tellies on Saturday night on The Voice. Season 7 is go. Are you excited for this one?
We have awesome talent. Tom Jones is back. Jay Hud is back. And we have an amazing newbie, a new kid on the block. You know him, Mr. Merce, Ollie Merce.
Good
and
guy,
it's
Ollie
great.
Merce.
He's awesome, yeah.
Knows his talent shows, I believe.
Yeah, so what I like about Ollie and Jay Hud is that they represent singers that have been on singing competition and they didn't come first and they have amazing careers.
Yes.
They have better careers than the ones that were victorious. Jay Hud, she won Grammys, Oscars, Emmys, BAFTAs. She's played in, you know, plays, Dreamgirls. She's amazing. And she came 7th on American Idol. Ollie Merce went from being a contestant on The X Factor, hosting The X Factor, now a coach with an amazing career, great records. Like, you know, he's still growing, right? There's so much more you're going to hear from Ollie.
I don't want to say that the point in going on The Voice is to not win The Voice, but there you go. Two perfect examples of winning not being everything.
Exposure is everything.
I like that. Quote that up. Speaking of Ollie Merce, has somebody vetted him to make sure that he isn't an X Factor spy?
Right. What is he spying on? The way that we coach? So, like, what do you think about my singing? I can't tell you how I feel right now. Ollie's here and he's a spy.
Take it, that's a no then. Well, you've been there 7 seasons now, man. Where do you find the motivation season after season to go in there, to sit in that chair and lay the smack down on your fellow judges when you see somebody performing on that stage that you want to coach?
Genetics, my, you know, if you look at my genes, it you know, spells wit.
Wet I am.
yeah, wet I am.
So when you're on the show, are you looking for somebody that you can work with after the show?
This year I'm only focused on that. So I'm not just turning around for singers that sing amazing. I'm looking for singers that I could work with.
Do you think after doing a season on The Voice Kids where you've seen 14-year-olds absolutely smash it, you're going to be more harsh towards adults who are on here? You're going to be...
For some reason, I'm not going to give it away, but this year I have the youngest squad of singers.
Say no more then. I don't want to be the guy that spoils it. I will ask no questions and we will hear no lies. Last year you gave us maybe the best TV moment of the year when you drew a face on your buzzer, went to rub it off and accidentally pressed it. Are you going to be drawing any faces on your buzzer this year?
No faces on the button. No accidental pushes. I got it all under control. What, ladies and gentlemen,
whatever happened to that guy? He wasn't a bad singer, was he?
Yeah, so I got lucky there because it could have been like, you know, quack, quack, a lot of ducking.
Ducking?
No, just ducks, like quack, quack. You have songbirds and a duck is a bird. What you don't want to have is a duck.
Right, so the winner this year is not going to be a duck?
No.
Good. Are you feeling confident this year? You think you're going to take it? You think you're going to win it this year?
There's a chance that I could be Victoria.
I feel like we've just witnessed the production of a new single. Yeah. Well, I am, everybody. Can we chat about your name before you go? At which point did you think, right, I'm going to put dots in the middle of my name and make it into a sentence?
First, my rap name was Will1X, right?
Will1X.
Because I used to tag the word Expo. And so when you're a graffiti artist, you put the word one after your graffiti, like Expo One. So my rap name was Will1X. And then there was this guy that I met. His name was Time, bro. And his first name was Justin.
Justin Time.
Time. And I was like, yo, your name is Justin Time? He was like, yeah. I'm like, yo, Justin Time is an amazing freaking name. And so he inspired me to think of your name as a sentence.
Right.
Another one would be, if your last name was Ree, you could call yourself Mr. Ree.
Did there's this place in Scotland called Peterhead. So if your last name was Head, first name Peter, Peterhead. Huh?
Yeah, it's kind of a stretch.
I tried. What can I say? I won't do that again. Well, man, thanks for being here. I wish you the very best of luck on this series of The Voice. I hope you won.
Thank you so much.
It's Will I Am, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Listen live every Sunday to Thursday evening.